One, two, three, four.
Song Salad
with Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're A Mile High.
Is that a song?
A mile high. I'm a mile up in the air.
Closer to the sky. I'm a mile high.
That's the new Denver, Colorado theme song.
So, is it?
Buy it from us.
You're town welcome, of Denver. Denver.
I went to Denver.
Me too.
I know. I saw you.
Yeah, I saw you there.
Denver is a great city.
It is.
Do we have any listeners from Denver? Raise your hands.
Oh, cool. 1, 2, 3. Yeah.
Yeah,
hey.
Nice. Thanks.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Can you hear us up there?
Guys, it's so dry in Denver.
It's the driest. I'd say it's the driest, boogeriest city. I woke up with a nosebleed one night. One of our cast members for Dear Evan Hansen had a nosebleed on stage.
No.
So the dryness is real.
Hashtag the dryness is real. I came home and like it started in Denver, but it's like still kind of happening. There was like one patch on the left side of my face by my mouth, but like kind of on my cheek.
Uh-huh.
That just was like, nope. It just like the second I got to Denver, it just like crinkled. Like it was
it
like
crinkled.
It was like, we're done.
Wow.
We're just going to be basically dry, loose oatmeal now. Like it was so sudden and severe. And I don't know why I'm an idiot, but I didn't bring any moisturizer with me.
Oh,
so
really?
I just had like a lizard patch on my face. I don't know.
Well, I learned a pro tip that Ooh. Most hotels, specifically in Denver, I'm not sure if this applies to like every hotel, but most hotels, if you ask for a humidifier at the front desk, they have them.
Really?
Yeah. So I asked for a humidifier at the front desk of my hotel and they were like, yeah, we'll bring it right up. And I was like, wow, okay. So they brought it up. I plugged it in and it did not work.
No, really?
Like it got warm, but no steam came out, nothing.
Oh,
like I plugged
no.
it in for a whole night and there was like no effect. And I was like, well, that was a bust.
It's just a placebo humidifier.
Exactly. And it's probably just the one that the hotel has and they just switch it between rooms.
Yep, yep. They're like, this makes those wet people feel better.
Right.
All those newts that come visit us. Yeah.
So.
It's just funny because like.
Mile high, mile dry.
The mile dry city. Yeah. Here we have dehumidifiers.
Yeah, I know. It yeah. was a nice change from New York, but it was too much of a dramatic shift.
Yeah, we just can't get used to it. We need to build up our like our mucus membranes, you know? We need to be like those frogs that secrete their own goop so they can go wherever. You know the ones they like burrow in the desert and they just encase themselves in like a mucus shell and then they can live for like ever?
Yeah, I don't want to think about it.
Yeah, that's what we need to do when we go to Denver.
Like pod people.
Yeah, sure.
And we are pod people on this podcast.
And what is this podcast?
It's a song salad. Well, it's song salad.
Yeah.
Where we make a song salad, which is a random genre of music combined with a random article from Wikipedia as a topic.
And we get our random genre and random topic by spinning the salad spinner. And when we spin the salad spinner, we make a noise or a sound effect or an impression or, I mean, honestly, more or less, it's basically just like amateur improv prompts at this point.
Yeah, exactly.
People are just shouting out like macaroni. And we're like,
all
right, macaroni. I heard macaroni. What are we going to do for macaroni? Yeah. But anyway, and those suggestions come from you, our loyal vegetarians.
This week's salad spinner suggestion comes from Claire Dixon.
Claire Dixon.
Oh, prop comedy. She says, gargle your theme music.
What are we, Carrot Top? What's happening? What are you guys doing to us?
I think of myself more as a Gallagher.
Yeah, yeah.
Smash a watermelon.
I'm definitely more the carrot top of the two. People ask us that all the time. They're like, which one of you is the carrot top?
Yeah, because you're more likely to sell out for 1-800-COLLECT or whatever it was.
Aw, you kidding. Think so?
I'm kidding. It was low-hanging vegetables for carrot top. So we need to gargle our theme music. I don't have any water.
Me either.
Oh, man. We have to get up.
We have to get water. Okay, we're right going to get water. We'll be back.
All right, we have water.
We do. Thank you, Boo.
You're welcome. It's free.
Ooh, free. It's my lucky day.
It's your lucky day. Do you want to go first? Do you want me to go
first?
Yeah,
sure. I'll go first.
Here we go. Gargling our theme music. Thank you, Claire.
Wait, I'm nervous.
Swallowed it accidentally.
I did. I'm scared I'm going to take too much and choke.
Be good audio. Wow. Claire, you are responsible for the drowning of one half of the hosts of Song Salad.
No, that's definitely someone's kink, right? Someone really liked that.
What's the opposite of ASMR? Because I think that's what that was.
Got the creeps.
Spin. You know what I'm tired of?
What are you tired of, Scott?
That old beat.
You know that? Get that stinky old beat out of there.
It's an old beat that's been in my fridge for years.
Ew. It's probably liquefied by now.
We need a new beat.
We do need a new beat.
New beat.
So thank goodness we got one this week.
New beat is a style of Belgian underground music and subculture that fused techno and acid genres and flourished in Western Europe during the late 1980s. It is, I guess I flourished in the late 1980s too, like into existence.
Just not in Western Europe.
No. It is a type of electronic dance music and electronic body music.
Whoa.
That's a new term. That was played at a slower speed and influenced the evolution of industrial dance music.
Now we have done industrial.
We have.
Before.
Yes.
I do not remember the song.
Neither do I.
And the only thing I remember from that episode.
Was it the one where we sampled Bon Jovi?
Oh, Dying on a Prayer?
Dying on a Prayer. I think that was our industrial
episode. Okay. In any case, go check out Dying on a Prayer because that was a good song. But it might be the industrial one. The only thing I remember from that was like that woman who was like rave voguing with like big slinkies in her hair.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
That was great.
Yeah. So it's like a lot of and I'm curious to see whether new beat is also like this. There are certain genres where like the clothing is very important.
Yeah.
Like punk and like ska and like, yeah. Anyway.
Well, I just looked up electronic body music or EBM. That was also popular in Europe, specifically Germany and Belgium in the early 1980s.
Okay.
It was a part of the European new wave and post-punk movement and was the first style that blended synthesized sounds with an ecstatic style of dancing, an example of which is pogo, which is a dance where the dancers jump up and down while either remaining on the spot or moving around, and it takes its name from the resemblance to the use of a pogo stick, of course.
Okay. So okay.
You can do the pogo to new beat, I guess.
Great. So we will know if we're successful if we can pogo to this.
Yeah. I feel like you can probably pogo to most music.
Don't tell them that, though.
Tell them. Tell us more about the history of new beat.
Sure. So like we said, it originated in Belgium in the late 80s, especially in 87 and 88.
Yeah.
It was an underground danceable music style, and it flourished at clubs and discos in Western Europe. I guess apparently the acid and house music that it was kind of blending with EBM was originally from Chicago.
Shout out to Chicago.
And it is the precursor to more hardcore electronic dance music. So at the time that would have been rave. So this is like pre-rave.
Yeah. And you'll hear in the examples that like we mentioned, there's a little bit of a slower tempo. It doesn't feel like that incessant, really high energy kind of EDM music that you associate with raving. It's more just like, you know, electronic synthesizer heavy techno music.
If you have any exposure to this genre of music, it was probably through an album in 1989, a compilation album called This Is the New Beat. And it includes artists like Lords of Acid, Dirty Harry, Erotic Dissidents, Miss Nikki Trax, Mac Sample. So I don't know if any of those sound familiar to any of you, but they don't to me.
Nope. The most commercially successful new beat groups were the Confettis and the Lords of Acid. They received heavy airplay on the MTV Europe show Party Zone.
Oh my God, that's like the most European MTV thing I've ever heard. Party Zone.
So one VJ named Steve Blame was a big fan of the genre and promoted it through his position on MTV News, which is kind of fun. Apparently it was accidentally invented, this genre.
Yeah, I guess.
According to this one anecdote.
Yeah.
In the nightclub Ancienne Belgique in Antwerp, when DJ Dikke Ronnie, literally Fat Ronnie, played the 45 RPM EBM record Flesh by A Split Second at 33 RPM instead, with the pitch control set to plus 8.
So, that means something to somebody.
That means it was slower and higher. So
got it.
Yeah.
I guess let's get an example.
Yeah, I think that's a good start.
Cool. Let's maybe there. I feel like in just what we've been like clicking around on stuff thus far, I feel like there are several different, like very different sounding songs.
Yeah.
So maybe we pick like two.
Let's do two.
Okay. So first we're going to listen to the Erotic Dissidents' Move Your Ass.
Then we'll also listen to Key by Brussels Sound Revolution, which sampled parts of a press conference speech by former Prime Minister Paul van den Boeynants after his kidnapping. So that's fun.
Yeah, sure. This is described as a novelty song, which is pretty funny. I think of novelty songs like Monster Mash or something.
Yeah, me too.
But if you look at the music video for Key, which is spelled Q-U-I ... you will see it is a novelty song indeed.
Yeah. All right, here's those two.
Great.
Here's those two.
Well, yep. Mm-hmm. Move your ass, feel the beat. Move your ass, feel the beat. Je dois vous dire quelle est mon impression de fille d'aimer. Noticing, at least just in what we've heard, lyrics are either minimal,
yep,
repetitive,
yep,
spoken slash sung.
Yeah, it reminds me of our bitch track.
Yeah, or damn, samples.
Yeah, damn, you're a big wet wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has that same kind of like sort of sing-songy spoken quality to a lot of the lyrics.
Yeah, the lyrics are more of a... another textural, sometimes rhythmic element.
Yeah.
Than they are like sing-alongable, it seems like.
There's some of the songs that have like sung choruses to them, so we'll see if we want to go that direction, but I don't know. It would be fun to sample things too.
Yeah, I was going to say, depending on the topic, there might be something relevant to sample. We heard one that sampled a Pink Panther movie, so it was Inspector Clouseau answering the phone at the beginning,
yep,
which is pretty funny.
Heard one that had cat meowing sound effects, and you can probably guess why.
Yeah.
And all the instrumentation is totally electronic.
Cool. So I think we should get our topic.
Let's.
And it's your turn to gargle our Great. Theme song.
Here we go.
Okay.
Spin.
Spin.
All right. Well.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
The name of this topic is not going to give you any insight into what it's actually about.
It's misleading.
It is misleading. Tell us what it is, Shannon.
It's the 2013 Boston Pizza Cup.
Now, before we tell you what it is, imagine what a pizza cup is. Specifically, from a certain year.
Yeah, I feel like the 2013 Boston Pizza Cup is like, if I had still been in college in 2013, someone would have tried to make a pizza cup at some point.
You mean like a physical pizza cup?
A cup made out of pizza. Someone.
Full of like sauce or ranch.
Well, here's the thing. In college, an irresponsible number of us owned deep fryers.
That's true.
Isn't that so true?
That was like three people, but still, that is irresponsible for college friends.
That's way too many people owning way too many dangerous cooking implements, which were inevitably only brought out during like very drunken parties.
Oh, we had such good times.
We did deep fry a lot of stuff. My thought is there would have been a party at like 1:30 in the morning when someone would have been like, what if we rolled up a pizza and we put some rubber bands around it and we deep fried it and then we drank and we had like a pizza crunk chalice, you know?
I feel like we probably would have like tried to drink Jaeger out of it.
Yeah.
And it would have been really bad for everyone.
That sounds right. That's not what this is, though.
No, it's not. I was also thinking like it could be. So 2013 Boston Pizza Cup. I was thinking maybe it's like there's a restaurant called Boston Pizza.
Yeah.
And in 2013, they had like a souvenir cup that you got like with an order of a large pie and breadsticks or something.
Yes, yes, yes.
And if you had a collection through the years of these Boston Pizza Cups, you could specifically point to the 2013 one.
Do you remember when that was like a thing that like your family cared about?
Yes, was like very much so.
I remember there was like, I think they were Jurassic Park mugs, and I don't remember where they were from, but they were like glass Jurassic Park mugs, and I think they were either from Pizza Hut or like Burger King or something, and I remember like wanting to collect them.
Yeah.
But let's tell the people what the Boston Pizza Cup is.
It's about curling.
It's a curling trophy. What in the world?
Well, not just a trophy, like a whole tournament.
Yeah. So it's a men's curling championship for Alberta, specifically Alberta, Canada.
Yeah. Held from February 6 to 10 at the Leduc Recreation Center in Leduc, Alberta. The winner of the Boston Pizza Cup represented Alberta at the 2013 Tim Hortons Briar in Edmonton. So Boston Pizza is a restaurant.
It is a restaurant.
Boston's The Gourmet Pizza Restaurant and Sports Bar, still an active chain primarily in Canada.
Why, though?
And then the bigger tournament, obviously Canada, is the Tim Hortons Briar.
Okay.
I don't know why it's a briar.
Okay, listen to me. There is absolutely nothing remarkable about Boston Pizza. It's not New York. It's not Chicago. It's not Neapolitan. It's nothing.
It's Boston.
There's no reason for there to be a pizza restaurant from Boston.
For over 50 years, we've had one goal: making sure that everyone feels taken care of.
Oh.
Finding a few moments to enjoy life is hard, so we're here to make sure that you get the most of your time with us. This is a place where friends, families, and sports lovers with an appetite can come together to celebrate the big victories and the little wins over a great meal.
Why is it about sports?
Enjoy over 80 crowd-pleasing menu items like our gourmet pizza, pasta, burgers, wings, and a cold beverage while watching the game.
Hey, Canada? Hey, people in Canada? Do you not know that Boston isn't known for pizza?
There's nothing in the description of Boston Pizza on their own website about why they're called Boston.
Are we breaking this news to them right now? Canada, you've been tricked. You've been tricked by Boston Pizza.
Apparently it's the gourmet pizza.
I guarantee you it isn't.
Oh, look, they have some in the U.S.
Oh, my God. Are there any near us? Can we go?
The closest one to us is in Washington, D.C.
Oh.
Or Ohio.
Well.
Columbus or nope. Marysville.
Nope. Nope. Not close.
But if you live in the D.C. area, Ohio, Indiana, where is this
Evansville.
One? Evansville, Indiana.
Jacksonville.
Jacksonville, Florida. Or some other states.
Wow. So they are exclusively like second, third tier market.
Wait.
Like chains, right?
I guess. Oh, hey. In 2002,
mm-hmm.
Boston Pizza commenced a lawsuit against Boston Market.
The Boston beef.
In the federal court of Canada over the trademark use of the word Boston.
What?
In its defense, Boston Market alleged that Boston Pizza's trademarks were invalid because they described a style of pizza from a specific area.
Wait,
whereas Boston Market doesn't have anything to do with food from Boston, apparently. This dispute continued after Boston Market ceased operations in Canada in 2004. Didn't know that. The parties settled the dispute in 2008 under an agreement that Boston Market would not use the words Boston or Boston Market in Canada for 5 years for restaurants or any food or drink products other than prepackaged food products, but not including pizza and lasagna. Boston Market also agreed it would not challenge Boston Pizza's use in Canada of any trademark that uses the word Boston or Boston Pizza.
Wow. Okay. You gotta think that at some point, the Bostons got together and the lawyers were just looking at one another across a big mahogany table. And someone just went, this is dumb.
What are we doing?
What are we doing here?
Neither of us owns the word Boston.
Yeah.
And shouldn't either.
Like, does like, Canada not know? Should someone tell Canada about Boston?
Does Canada know about Boston? Is the big question of this episode.
What about Boston cream pie? Where are they in all this?
Right. What about Boston baked beans? Where's the trademark dispute?
Yeah. I want to get all the Bostons together and just cage match, you know?
Boston Market doesn't even sell pizza.
Boston Market. Oh, my God.
But good to know there's no Boston Markets in Canada anymore. Didn't know that.
Is that good to know?
Yeah. What if I got a hankering for my B-marks when I was in Canada?
Your B-marks.
Oh my Boma.
Do you remember how mad I was when I found out that the vacant storefront on our block was going to be a Boston Market?
And I was very excited.
I like yelled in the middle of the crosswalk when I saw the sign that had gone up. I was so mad. Look, whatever. If Boston Market is your thing, like, fine. But
mac and cheese, though.
But we live in New York City, yeah, and you're going to put a Boston Market in? No. No.
Anyway, let's talk about curling.
Yeah. Okay. So curling is a sport.
I understand it better than cricket.
I definitely understand it better than cricket because it's small. It's really small. You know, like you can look at the whole sport with just like without moving your eyeballs, basically.
I was thinking that individuals competed in this, but it looks like they're teams and the teams are just named after
one person
in the whole team. So the team, led by Kevin Martin, won the 2013 Boston Pizza Cup.
Congratulations, Kevin Martin, on your Boston Pizza Cup. So let's talk a tiny bit about curling. We won't get into all the like ins and outs of it.
Not necessary.
But it's you slide a big rock with a handle attached to it down some ice, and then someone else, or you sometimes, I guess, if you're playing with the small team, run ahead of it and swoosh, 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 swoosh on the ice.
Good.
To clear the way, and you like want it to hit a target or to hit out other big slidey stones that are already on the target for the other team. And you get points based on like how close to the center of the target you are.
I'm going to quiz you on curling.
Oh, no. Okay.
What is the curling stone made of? Like what type of rock?
Granite.
Correct.
Really?
Very good.
Great.
What is the name for the sweeper thing that you sweep with in front of the rock? There are two correct answers to this.
A broom?
Correct.
Ooh.
Or brush. Broom or the brush.
I would not have got brush.
What is interesting about the shoes that you wear when you go curling?
Oh, they're super slidey.
Well,
one of them is.
There you go.
Yeah, one of them is very slidey and the other one has treads. So you can like scoot yourself along the ice.
Yes. You have a slider shoe known as the slider and a gripper shoe known as the gripper.
Am I supposed to be a curler?
You know everything there is to know about it.
Yeah, why do I?
Last question.
Okay.
What are the three types of shots you can take in curling? This is going to get you. So actually, they're categories. So this says, many different types of shots are used to carefully place stones for strategic or tactical reasons. They fall into three fundamental categories. What are those categories of shots you can take?
Whiskey, cheap, and straight.
There you go. No, they are guards.
Okay.
So you can like set up a guard stone to help block things.
Okay.
Draw, which is a shot where you try to like reach the actual target.
Okay.
Or a takeout, which is where you try to like hit other stones out of gameplay. Oh. So guards, draws, and takeouts.
Cool.
You can also get takeout from Boston Pizza.
Oh my
God. Join us in Canada and wherever we are in the U.S.
The Boston Pizza Cup is still happening to this day.
Do the words pizza cake mean anything to you?
Oh, they don't. Should they?
Apparently, it's a dish invented by Boston Pizza that went viral.
No.
Pizza cake is a Canadian multiple layer pizza baked in a pot or cake pan.
So it's just like deep dish?
No, it's worse. Imagine this. You have a pot or a deep cake pan.
Okay.
You put raw crust or dough, as they call it.
Raw crust.
You put dough.
You have raw bread. I mean dough.
I'm tired.
Great.
Dough. Sauce.
Yeah.
Cheese.
With you so far.
Dough.
Oh, no.
Sauce.
No, no.
Cheese.
No, stop.
Dough. Sauce. Cheese. Up until you reach the top of the cake pan, then you bake it.
Wouldn't the dough just stay super soggy in the middle?
Probs.
Yeah.
And then you get, you can put whatever toppings you want in it, too. The Wikipedia article says that after the Pillsbury Company posted an example recipe online in 2014, it became popular in the United States, of course.
No, it didn't.
And then reviews have been mixed with praise aimed at its taste and criticism leveled at its complexity and unhealthiness.
Complexity. It's just three pizzas stacked on top of one another in a cake pan.
It's like if you just squished a bunch of calzones on top of each other. All right. Well, we need to write a new beat song about the 2013 Boston Pizza Cup, but I'm much more interested in the restaurant than the cup.
Well, I mean, we can kind of do whatever we want.
Of course we can.
Yeah. But I'm gonna look a little bit more. I'm gonna try to find at least some like pictures. Maybe there's some YouTube videos of this.
Prob.
So I'm gonna look up stuff like that, and then I'm also gonna try to find any more information that I possibly can about lyrics in New Beat. But yeah, that's my plan.
I'm going to listen to some New Beat music, and I'm also going to think about what we could sample into this song.
Right. Oh, idea.
Yeah.
Boston Pizza commercials.
If you look at my screen, I've already typed into the YouTube search bar Boston Pizza commercial 2013.
Oh, you did.
So excellent. We're on the same page.
So glad. Let's meet back here.
Here we go.
So here's something I bet you didn't know.
What?
Guess how many times Kevin Martin has won the Boston Pizza Cup?
I'm going to guess 10.
Close.
12.
12!
Hey!
You got it.
He got a baker's dozen of curling tournament trophies.
No, that's just a dozen.
He got a dozen curling tournament trophy.
It's just a regular
dozen.
I was
trying to connect it with like baking pizza. Pizza cake. Try it.
Since 1991.
Yeah.
He has won it 12 times.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you, Kevin.
I know. Kevin.
Do you think like the rest of his team really pulls the weight and they resent him?
Maybe. But you know, I was looking, so they have who won it back all the way to, and granted, it was not always called the Boston Pizza Cup back in 1928. It was not called the Boston Pizza Cup, but they have
it. What if it was? And the restaurant named itself after that.
Yeah. Oh, the year is 1928 and we're here, the Boston Pizza Cup. Sir. Anyway.
And that's what people did in 1928, just yell, sir.
Yeah. Can I get an interview for the paper? Yeah. Anyway, so a lot of repeat winners of the cup, but cool. None as many as Kevin Martin.
Wow. We got a good year.
Yeah. So I thought that was interesting.
Okay.
I do have lyrics.
Okay.
Would you like me to talk about them or would you like to talk about your music?
Let's talk about the music and what I decided to sample.
Oh, yes, good.
Yeah,
let's
so
talk about
musically,
this.
I have an electronic drum beat.
Okay.
I have a synthesizer pattern that's in a sort of a minor, almost like ambiguous key. A lot of these songs tended to be to have a little bit of like a dark synthesizer thing going on, mm-hmm. even if the songs themselves weren't dark or sad or angry.
Yeah.
I also have a synthesizer bass line and a sort of synthetic choir pad synth in the background, like all in the background.
Cool.
A lot of these songs were also pretty theatrical sounding and sort of epic. And a lot of them sampled from things, like we mentioned. So I looked up a Boston Pizza commercial from 2013. The first thing to come up is a commercial called Rib Loving Rednecks.
Yeah, so this is rough. Like, rough.
It's rough. We're going to play you a couple highlights from this commercial right now, and you can imagine what these poor, poor commercial actors look like and are being forced to do under duress by Boston Pizza.
Yeah.
Here's them talking about how much they love ribs.
We're down south asking a family of ribnecks what they think of Boston Pizza's new ribs.
These your ribs are so good, that made me want to hooey!
These lickety ribs make me want to put on my shorty pants!
Hooey! Damn ribs make mama want to bang these logs together!
Makes me want to climb my climbing pole!
Good goody!
Good goody!
Boston Pizza's new ribs. Ribnecks love them and so will you.
Yeah, it's just, it's really bizarre.
So I pulled out a couple key phrases from that commercial and we're going to use them in our song. I also got the sound of two curling rocks hitting each other with big cheers from a crowd afterwards.
It's a very satisfying sound. It's like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
I like
exactly it.
Oh, thanks. So for the lyrics, a lot of these songs are actually pretty sexually explicit.
Mm-hmm.
Or not even like. They're not like graphic, but they're raunchy.
Yeah, they're raunchy. They're racy.
Yeah, if that makes sense. I didn't quite go there with it, but they do have this, like they're kind of irreverent and fun.
Yeah.
Like they're like silly a little bit
with
the lyrics. Even if like the tone is kind of darker with the rest of the like music and instrumentation. There are a lot of like roboticized voices in the background, or like especially roboticized like women's voices saying things like sit on my face, or like
right
or like so fun woo, or like weird things like that,
yeah, or singing like nursery rhyme tunes weirdly faintly in the background. There's a lot of strange things happening in these songs.
So, you know, I took that as permission to just kind of free associate with these lyrics.
There's also a lot of like drug references, specifically like club drugs and hallucinogenic drugs.
Yeah.
So maybe that's an influence.
So yeah. So I was like, this isn't going to have a verse chorus structure. It's not even going to necessarily need to be sung.
Yeah.
So it might just be like kind of chanted or like half sung, or some of the things might end up like popping out and getting, you know, distorted and being played in the background. That's kind of up to you when we record.
Sure.
But I know we want something over like the top kind of wash of the song that's just like spoken.
A little intro before the beat comes in.
Yeah. So that's going to be Get That Pizza Cup, Kevin. And we can make it sound like it's like a clip from a movie or something. Like it can sound like it's...
like it's a sample.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
So then here are all of the lyrics, and don't make fun of me.
Great.
Pizza curling, sliding pizza, pepperoni ice balls, Boston Pizza, curling champion, Kevin Martin takes all. That's it.
Oh, my new favorite song title
pepperoni that we ever balls.
Come up with. Pepperoni ice balls. That's so good.
Yeah, so I think it's like it's a good, and it has like a good rhythm too. So like we can kind
of pepperoni ice ball.
Exactly,
I love it. that's great.
So that's the whole song. I think it will fit really well with what you've started to put together.
I think it will too.
Excellent.
Wonderful. Here is Pepperoni Ice Balls,
a new beat song
about the 2013 Boston Pizza Cup
by Shannon and Scott.
Get that pizza cup.
Boston Pizza's
pizza curling.
Get that pizza cup.
Put on my shorty pants.
Sliding pizza.
Mm-hmm. Pepperoni ice balls.
Get that pizza cup.
Pepperoni ice balls.
Boston Pizza's
Boston Pizza.
Boston Pizza's
Boston Pizza.
Boston Pizza's
Boston Pizza.
Boston Pizza's
curling championships.
Champions.
Get that pizza cup.
Kevin Martin
takes all.
Put on the shorty pants.
Do you think we created a new beat?
I mean, strictly speaking, that is true. So
true.
We made a new thing in the world that didn't exist before.
Like we do every week.
We do. Is it good? should we be doing that?
Are we to judge?
Yeah. Are we
to judge ourselves?
I mean, yes, we should take a hard, critical eye.
Oh, I guess you're right.
The content we produce every single week and put out into the world.
We only put out like what we're given. We're basically like meat grinders, and whatever goes in us comes out in a different form.
So you're listening to our poop. Is what you just said. No,
I'm considering it more like a beautiful ground chuck.
Beautiful ground chuck.
Not like poop.
This is our legacy.
This is where our grandchildren are going to like find... What am I thinking about? Like in the attic, what will our grandchildren find that will have the podcast on it?
I don't know. Like one Blu-ray disc.
They're going to dust off a bin of internet, a vestige from 2018.
Crack open an old internet.
Exactly.
Just break that bottle with all the internet in it.
Wow. Grandpa Scott and Grand Aunt Shannon.
Grand Aunt? I want to be a grand aunt.
You probably will be.
But only if you call me grand aunt.
Grand aunt.
Grand aunt Shannon.
Grand aunt Shannon. That sounds like a ballet move.
Grand aunt Shannon.
A 5, 6, 7, 8. Grand aunt Shannon. Grand aunt Shannon.
Torjete. Torjete.
Oh boy. Anyway, yeah, this is our legacy. This is what people will, this is all people will know about us in many years. We're going to put a song salad onto a satellite and send it into deep space.
Inscribe it on a golden record.
Exactly.
With a bunch of people saying balls and send it into space forever. People just say balls in every language on earth.
Right.
Let's send it into space.
It'll have a copy of Da Vinci's Portrait of Man or whatever.
But it'll have a dick drawn on his face.
Exactly.
Great.
Well, if you enjoy this, all of this, like everything about this, then you can find a lot more in our back catalog.
Hey, if you can't handle us at our worst, you don't deserve us at our best, or whatever that messy saying is. Yeah, our back catalog is, you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, basically any of your major podcatchers. You can also always go onto SoundCloud and just scroll back through.
Yeah.
All of our most recent episodes you can link to from our website, songsolidpodcast.com.
Featuring new photos of our faces.
Yeah, if you want to know what we really look like and not just little cartoon versions of us.
We did a fun photo shoot with our friend Sean Salomon.
Yeah, thank you, Sean Salomon. Sean Salomon, it's Salomon Photography. We've linked to it from our website, so you can find his lovely photos if you're in the New York area. He does great work.
And he put up with us taking photos in the produce section of the fairway on 125th Street.
Yeah, he did. Actually, he was way more comfortable with it than I was.
Oh, I was having a grand old time. And so were the employees. They loved it.
I wanted to curl up and die. Curl up and die under the cucumbers. I felt so uncomfortable. Like, it was so bad. And everyone acted like I was the weird one for feeling strange about it.
You were.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, so you can see our faces. Speaking of our faces, just a reminder that our beautiful album art was done by Kayla Wassel. You can check her out. Mm-hmm. Kayla M. Wassel on Twitter, I believe.
And speaking of our faces again, you can see our faces in person on December 15th at our live show.
Yes, we're going to be playing again QED's Odd Rock Comedy Hour, hosted by Rob Paravonian. We will be opening and closing the show the way that we did last time. And we're going to be taking our topic and genre suggestions from whoever's in the audience. So it is your opportunity to be there and shout out something that might intrigue us.
Start thinking of your suggestions now.
Indeed. We're also going to be hosting a little meetup after the show.
Yeah.
So if you want to come out and say hello and meet us, we're just going to go to like a nearby bar or something. And we hope to see you there and shake your hands and kiss your babies.
Sure.
Don't let us kiss your babies. What's wrong with you?
Just clean them first.
Clean them first.
Yeah. I don't kiss dirty babies. Follow us on Twitter at Song Salad Cast.
Nobody kisses baby in the corner. What?
And thank you, as always, to our Patreon donors. We love you. Continue to send in your suggestions for salad spinners. If you are a $10 and up Patreon donor, send in your suggestions for the salad bowl. Is that it? That seems like a lot of business.
We've got a lot of business. We're busy people.
We are.
We're busy people with busy businesses.
And until next week,
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're... What? Makes me want to put on my shorty pants.
That sound is going to haunt me.
That should never have been a commercial.
No.